On most evenings here at the Géo André Stadium in La Courneuve, north of Paris, you'll find dozens of men, young and old, wearing shoulder pads and football helmets, working on passing, running, or tackling. This is the Flash, one of three American football teams in the Paris region. Crisp white lines are drawn in chalk on the lush grass of their full-side stadium. Jean-Philippe Danglore, the team's defensive line coordinator, says it hasn't always been like this.
Now they have a lot of coaches, they have field, they have a lot of things. When I started, it was crazy.
He started playing football in the mid-80s at age 15.
I saw American football in TV, and I fell in love with the sport. We have some collision, we have some spectacular play, and I find that play is fun. I start to play with my friends. We bought a ball, and we go to play together. We tackle each other without shoulder pad and helmet, without nothing.
He eventually joined one of the brand new American football teams popping up in the early 90s. Even they were improvised, though.
In 92, let's say end of the 80s, there was no cable coming from the States or, you know, satellite, nothing like that. No internet. So what we had was through, you know, American movies.
That's Christophe Brionnon, a 44-year-old former player who now does communications for the Flash. He explains that the first serious players of American football in France referred to a book written by Laurent Plégelat, a sports instructor who fell in love with the sport and made it his mission to bring it to France.
Football American, American football by Laurent Plégelat. Everything you needed to know about this game was in it. It was a kind of Bible.
Brionnon discovered the sport on a trip to the U.S. at age 17 when he attended a football game.
It was the Seahawks playing, hosting the Broncos. I was very inspired by what I saw. First of all, I like history. I liked the ancient Greek history, Rome history. And I thought myself like watching some gladiators fighting against each other. I mean, it was, on one hand, it was very, very modern, but it had something, you know, something very, very... It was a strange feeling, actually. I liked it. I liked what I saw.
He came back to France, converted away from the tennis he'd already been playing. But it took a while to find people who actually played American football in France. By chance, he met some in a local bar in Lille, in the north of the country where he lived.
It was a big shock because, first of all, I didn't expect to find, you know, American football players in northern France.
He started playing with the Vikings of Villeneuve-d'Ascq, a suburb of Lille, in 1992. The team was founded in 1986, around the same time most of the first American football teams were founded in France. In the mid-80s, it was a very strange thing to be doing in France, not so in neighboring Germany.
In Germany, American football started mid-70s, end of 70s, because of the U.S. Army bases, which we didn't have in France.
France's first American football team was the Paris Spartacus, founded by Laurent Plégelat, the sports teacher who wrote that original book. Players from that team left and founded their own teams, including the Flash. That was in 1984. Bruno Lacam-Caron was one of the first players recruited by the founders, who were high school friends of his. I had no idea what American football was, he says, but I liked it a lot. A boxer, he appreciated the contact aspect of the sport. The team eventually raised some money and was able to bring over some coaches from Canada because they spoke French. We figured we could understand the Canadians, says Lacam-Caron. He's been the manager of the Flash for 20 years since he stopped playing. He, like all the early players on the team, has the same memories of the early days. Everyone was a bit crazy, he says. The original field was a sand-covered concrete slab right behind today's field. We called it the beach, he says. Players had to pick off rocks and bits of glass before starting playing. Today, on a full-size grassy American football field, it's clear that things have evolved. The team was able to draw support from the city and the region. The Flash is now one of the most well-funded American football teams in France. It attracts players for all kinds of reasons, though the mystique of the sport still remains a draw. I saw it in movies, says 31-year-old Nordin, who's an offensive lineman. Unlike the first players, he had information. He looked up the teams online and ended up with the Flash. He likes doing something that no one else does. It's something you don't see regularly in France, he says. On the sidelines is 17-year-old Mamadou Traoré. He's watching the elite team train. He's on one of the Flash's four junior teams. There's also a women's team, four flag football teams, and cheerleaders. A rugby player, Traoré was encouraged by friends to try football. He also got to know it through the movies and TV.
Friday night light.
He's been playing for 2 years. He started at age 15, which is typical in France. In the U.S., children start playing much younger.
Considering that this is a game that demolishes and a game of collisions, I would wait till, you know, the body gets stronger. So I would suggest, you know, for young kids or young teenagers to start maybe when they're 16, 17, 18.
Because French players don't start as early as Americans, Americans tend to be more skilled as a whole, which is why French teams will hire American players for key positions, quarterback, linebackers, sometimes halfbacks.
Even though we have good athletes, but there's still this, you know, when you started when you were 8, this makes a difference. And in the States, it's cultural. American players, they breathe football, they live football, they dream football. We have other things to do. It doesn't mean we don't like it or we don't play hard. I'm just saying in the States, it's like a religion.
Until last year, the Flash had an American quarterback, though this season, it's a Frenchman, 27-year-old Paul Durand, who's been playing football since he was 11.
That's cool. Guys come in the school to teach us flag football. It was a guy who wanted to spread the football for the kids, and I liked it a lot, and I continue playing since then.
Last year, Daniel Connors was the Flash's quarterback, a former college football player in the U.S. This season, he's the offensive line coach. Connors comes from San Francisco. He works for a sports marketing company and coaches football at a junior college there. Here in France, he coaches the Flash in English. Some players understand, though Paul Durand, the quarterback, translates all his instructions. Connors says there are always little slip-ups.
Last year, during the game, you're not allowed, if you're not playing the game, you're supposed to be behind this line right here. So coaches are constantly saying, back up, back up. Well, back up in French is reculer. And with the accent, I thought it was enculé, which I guess is a big difference if, yeah.
Enculé is a vulgar term in French.
I'm screaming, enculé, enculé. Everybody's looking at me crazy.
As a coach, he's also seen some more fundamental differences.
I've realized how much just knowledge I've taken for granted, stuff that I think they know, stuff that you learned when you were 12, 13. You have grown men learning out here.
Coaching French players can be a challenge because they're amateurs. In the U.S., you either play football for a school or you're professional. Club football doesn't exist.
In America, it is a 100% full commitment, eat, sleep, breathe football. Over here, they have full-time jobs. We only practice twice a week. It's more of a for fun type event. It's playoff weeks, so you would imagine everybody to be here. And same thing, we're missing some guys, and they have to work, they have a family. And it's kind of frustrating when you're missing some of your starting guys. You don't see them all week, and they show up for the game. Hey, coach. You kind of have to adjust to cater to them almost a little.
In France, at least for the Flash, the mission of American football is different.
La pédagogie est différente.
The way we teach it is different, says manager Bruno Lacam-Caron. We're not training young people to become top athletes, to get academic scholarships, or to go professional, as nobody in France goes professional.
L'idée, c'est vraiment de construire des projets de vie avec les jeunes.
The idea is to help young people build their lives, he says. The Flash sees football as a social calling.
Le sport, c'est l'excuse pour faire autre chose.
The sport is the excuse to work on other things, he says. The team recently founded its own high school for neighborhood kids.
My name is Mini the Dream, MD. I go by MD.
This 20-year-old running back started playing at age 9. He grew up right next door to the stadium. The team helped him get into an exchange program with a high school in Nashville, Tennessee. He says the students there at first didn't believe a kid from the Paris area could play American football.
They were like, oh no, you're playing soccer, not football.
In the United States, he discovered the intensity of the sport.
It's more intense, like a religion. Practices are like fast, and they're not about having fun first, they're about winning. We tend to be like that too, but more, you know, cool.
MD got a scholarship to go to university in Nebraska and will spend the next 4 years playing college football.
Without football, you probably would never have thought to go to the U.S.
Well, no.
He plans to study sports education and French. His ultimate goal, come back to France and be a French teacher or a football coach. Let's go. Sarah Elzis, RFI, La Courneuve, north of Paris.